EY today.
Each and every show we go inside the Beltway, as all of you know, here on America Tonight, to find out the true skinny on the politics of the day. And of course, all our eyes are on 2012. Whenever we have the Baz on Ken Bassinet, we're talking definitely politics. Rick Perry has definitely rattled a few cages in his day, and now he's had an incredibly crazy week. The latest is he thinks that it's kind of a gotcha thing when you participate in all of these Republican debates, because there, let's face it, have been a lot of them. And he's saying, forget it, I'm ditching it. And that has to be some of the talk, certainly, of the Republican Party. And I'm sure the Democrats can fuel up and tee this up, too, as well. Baz, what do you think with all this Perry stuff?
Well, I'll tell you, Kate, I don't think it's a wise move on his part. It has a bizarre, understory to it that, you know, I think tells, you know, most people out there, you know, Democrat, Republican, Independent, that the guy isn't any good on his feet, and therefore, you know, I'm going to take my ball and I'm not going to play. Now, you know, I suppose, you know, trying to look a few moves ahead, you know, his strategy, aside from the fact that he can't lose another debate again if you don't, you know, if you don't show up, I suppose he's hoping that by, you know, his not being there, that other people will beat up on Mitt. But I have a funny feeling that, you know, people like Michelle Bachmann and you know, Ron Paul, there's no love lost there. You know, and even Mitt Romney in his sort of, you know, attempted high road posture will, you know, make that clear at each and every debate that, geez, you know, we're all here. At least these people show up. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Huntsman, for instance, who's going to come back into debates, who's at the bottom, you know, of the list in terms of the polls and where they stand, if he shows up, he's definitely the kind of guy that'd say, you know, I'm not doing that well, but at least I've showed up.
Yeah, don't you think this doesn't this kill Rick Perry's chances? I mean, he's certainly, we talked about this the last time you were on, the reversal he's had in the numbers and the polls, but doesn't this totally shut the flame out? I mean, there's an easy way to shut the door on it.
Look, I like the votes to be held. As you know, people in my business, we do a little bit too much crystal ball gazing, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And you know, so, you know, I'd really like, you know, the caucuses and the votes to be held, but I have to be honest with you. $15 million in the bank or not, I don't know how this guy does his Lazarus act. I don't know how he comes back from the dead, to be perfectly honest with you. The flirtation with the birther thing, where he's been criticized from, you know, Republicans, the media, you know, mainstream Republicans, of course, and, you know, the Democrats just shake their heads at it. You know, the weirdness with the family hunting lodge.
Yeah.
The immigration issue where, you know, he, you know, goes after Romney, but underneath everyone still remembers, you know, his whole statement about, you know, doing the right thing on behalf of those people in Texas. Which, by the way, I don't disagree with. It's just that the base voters in the primary, in the Republican primary, have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think all of those things combined with now I'm going to be a quitter, I don't know how he comes back, you know?
Yeah, just, you can't quit. You can't quit. I don't think so.
You know, Americans don't like quitters. Americans
no.
like quitters.
No, I agree. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And the whole argument that I'd rather spend time in Iowa and rather spend time in New Hampshire, I think that argument is simply, you know, thrown out the window as soon as, you know, Mitt Romney or someone else says, hey, me too, and I'm doing both.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So I'm leaving you in the dust, so forget about
it. That's it. You know, forgive me if I've used this analogy before, but smart politicians, you know, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, they play chess. They think several moves ahead. And, you know, this Rick Perry is playing checkers. And it just doesn't work. if you get the analogy.
Yeah, I do.
You really have to think. He made a decision without thinking about all the ramifications, which you and I are now discussing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that what it'll do.
You know, yeah. I'm gonna miss him because the Republican debates have become my favorite reality TV show. Hands down. I mean, it is a hoot watching that stuff. And you learn something. You learn something about these folks. You do learn positions.
Yep.
Now, granted, you can't just watch one or two of them, but I
watch them all.
To it. Yeah, how can you not? 20 million of us do.
Yeah,
you
that's a huge number.
That's what the number is. I mean, they're setting records.
I know.
They're that compelling, if not entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet the Super Committee hasn't been as entertaining, but what's happening there?
Hey, give them credit, man. They're doing a lot of stuff behind closed doors in terms of, you know, proposals. You know, the Republicans now have a $2.2 trillion package. Now, of course, it's the steep spending cuts, as we know, without giving any ground on the new taxes for, millionaires. Which is what the grand bargain that the president and the Democrats would like. But, you know, at least they're putting up ideas.
Yeah.
And they're talking and they're getting stuff done. As one source pointed out to me, you know, Ken, the fact that they're doing this about a month before the deadline is a very good sign, you know. But why
right, trying
they?
To do something.
I mean, somebody must have learned a lesson from, you know, the Standard & Poor's downgrading of the debt rating. I mean, someone must have learned that lesson. There must be fear at some level, you know, and getting away from sort of the extreme position on the part of, you know, some folks in the Tea Party coalition, like Michelle Bachmann, for instance, who just says, no, let's just default. Yeah, well, that's not acceptable, and that's not a very wise
thing. No, it'd be better. And of course, you've got Democrats and Republicans working on it, so what better way to have the thing resolved if it can be?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Now, what's interesting is, I just mentioned the $2.3 trillion package that the Republicans have put up. The Democrats actually have a $3 trillion plan out there, which is pretty amazing. But again, it includes both deep spending cuts and new taxes on the wealthiest.
Yeah, the taxes, yeah.
And, you know, the Republicans continue to say that that's a non-starter. But the court of public opinion, meaning the polls, show that, you know, with each day, more and more Americans, are just lining up on the side of the Occupy Wall Street movement and basically saying, yeah, we need to do that. We if you make $1 million, you can afford to pay more in taxes than you're now paying. Because that, you know, the $250,000 threshold, that's off the table now.
Yeah.
Pretty much. The White
House that's a million.
Moved away from it. You know what I mean? And to be perfectly honest with you, you know, people our age, we all know folks with, you know, two family incomes and kids going to college.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but in some communities, that isn't a lot of money.
No,
which is why my heart goes out to those families that still manage to send their kids to college on $60,000.
I know.
Year,
how do they do it?
God bless them.
I agree. How do they do that? I have no idea. Ken Bassinet, TRN, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Week 8 in the NFL, and each and every week on this show, we feel so fortunate to talk to our friend, the Buddha, Steve Buden from ThickNation.com. Steve, what's your winning record now?
Well, it's 12-6 for the season.
Had the
Bears last week. That was a big one, easy one, in London. We're looking to keep it rolling. What happens is that nowadays, you know, at this time of the year especially, you have to find that diamond in the rough. Because the odds makers really have a handle on public perception. And the days of just being able to rumble off every winner in every game, those are long over. As it gets to towards the middle of the season and forward, you know, you really have to find that one game and zero in on it.
Yeah. I know you like to stay away from a lot of times the big lines, and then sometimes it's the over or the under. But what if you have, like, an easy pickings game, like the Saints playing the Rams, and the Rams are hosting. Don't you think that the New Orleans can cover that 14?
Well, I mean, you know, it's the mind playing tricks on you game. You know, you have to have a style and stick to it. The worst thing to do is to jump back and forth and second guess yourself.
Yeah.
Once you get in that game, it's over for you. So there's going to be some traps along the way, and you're going to fall into them. But if that shakes you and rattles you as a gambler making the decisions, that's going to hurt you going forward because you're not going to trust yourself and your theory. Understand that at the end of the day, you're probably going to hit 50-50. So how you win really relates to how you rate your games and the amounts you bet on your games, because they're not all going to be the same amount of money.
Yeah. You one of the interesting games, I think, just for me, because I can't really figure out these Vikings. The Vikings are on the road, and they're 0-3 away, but they're taking on the Panthers. I love the Panthers quarterback. I think he's going to grow into this Cam Newton. But what do you think happens in this game?
Well, I mean, Minnesota comes off the impressive showing in the loss to Green Bay. But, you know, if you watch that game, and I did,
you got to feel like they gave everything they had in that game emotionally just to come up a little bit short, and that has to take a toll on them. You know, so many times you talk about the physical toll that the games take on the players, but it also takes an emotional toll, and this is a Minnesota Vikings team that really came out to play and just couldn't, you know, beat, obviously, the best team in the league. Carolina Panthers, on the other hand, they're riding high. They're coming off the win. They're now 5-1, their last six against the Las Vegas spread. I'm with you, Cam Newton. Over the next 2 years, 100% will be the best quarterback in the NFL. I'm going with the Panthers here, and I'm laying the 3.5.
Ooh, all right, the Panthers. How about if we jump up to the Cardinals and the Ravens? I like Baltimore, but, and you know, they're 3-0 at home. Do you think they continue that trend?
I mean, they played like they were on ketamine last week. they lost to the Jags in embarrassing form. And, you know, I don't know how you feel, but to me, this is not the same Flacco that we've seen over the last 3 years. I mean, he lost Mason. Another receiver of his is out. He's a little shaky. You know, three interceptions, one touchdown over the last three games. To me, this is nothing you can really go to the bank on. But at the end of the day, with a total at 44 points, I don't think the Arizona Cardinals can score more than 10 points in this game. The Ravens' defense is just fine. I'm going to go under the 44 here.
All right, under the 44. Speaking of the Jags and the Texans, this one's in Houston. What do you like to happen here?
Well, we just talked about the Jags beating Baltimore, but if I were them, I wouldn't break my arm patting myself on the back. They scored 12 points, which is 4 points below their average of 16. So the chances are they're going to score 16 points against the Houston Texans. So this one's going to be a blowout. How can they keep up with the Texans? It's impossible. Lay the 9.5. I know it sounds obvious, but sometimes you can't be scared of the obvious.
Yeah, there you go. How about the Bills hosting the Redskins? I like this game.
Right, well, this is a sexy game. I mean, the Bills, obviously, coming off the bye, they'll be well-rested. They're going to play in Toronto. They don't really like playing in Toronto. But to me, the Redskins are in complete disarray. First couple of weeks, I was optimistic about them. Rex Grossman seemed to buy into the Shanahan system. He was guiding him. Now he's out. He's done. Moss is out. Look, at the end of the day, I'm giving the advantage to the better quarterback and the better team. That's Fitzpatrick and the Bills. They do have the skills, and I'm laying the 6 points with them.
Did you know you just rhymed that? They do have the skills?
Hey, every now and then, you know.
Very funny. I feel like you're so entertaining. The Lions and the Broncos. I'm sick of the Broncos, but tell me what to do here.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously Tim Tebow signed Sparano's death certificate last week. But, yeah, I'm with you. You know, I think that at the end of the day, I do believe in Tebow as a winner, but I don't think he can step it up and do it in this game. I don't really like his chances. I'm going to go against Denver here. I think they have a letdown and really a little dose of reality.
All right, the Lions, Patriots, and the Steelers. I hope this is going to be a good one.
This is the best game on the board, if you ask me. I mean, and the public feels, obviously, that the Patriots are 3 points better than the Steelers. The Steelers really don't beat the Patriots. The only time they did, Brady was out. That's in their last six attempts. You know, I think that Patriots' last 20 out of their last 25 games went over the total. Total here is right around 51. And the thing about that is I think people bet the over or they don't bet anything when it comes to teams like the Patriots and the Steelers. I know it, you know it, but more importantly than that, the odds makers know it too, and they pad that stat. So I would look to buck the trend and go under the 51, one sleepy quarter, and it's an easy win.
All right, one sleepy quarter. I like that. Browns and the 49ers.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously the 49ers are who we thought they are. They're focused. They're healthy. They're playing all out for their coach, Jim Harbaugh. I think this one is easy. I think this is a good team against a bad team. And 90% of the time when you have this situation, you have to bet on the good team, even if you have to lay the wood. So I would go ahead and lay the 9.5 here.
All right, lay the 9.5. Cowboys and the Eagles. The Cowboys redeemed themselves against a pathetic Rams team, though, and now they're in Philly. So that makes it tough.
Right, well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm sorry, we're talking Dallas-Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a classic. I mean, which Tony Romo will show up, which Michael Vick will show up. Look, this total is 50.5. And to me, you know, that's more bloated than Andy Reid after he comes out of Pat or Gino's eating a Philly cheesesteak. I would definitely go under the total here. This is going to be a field goal fest. It's a fake this line, and don't get faked out by it. Go right under.
All right, go under. And the Monday night game is the Chiefs and the Chargers. Of course, it's in Kansas City.
Right. And look, at the end of the day, I mean, obviously Kansas City playing a little better each and every week, but I don't really buy that at all. I can't ever bet on Kansas City, so I'm going against them.
All right, going against them. Bob in Vermont wanted me to ask you about this game because it's a game I could care less about. It was one of the first ones on the board. The Colts, who are 0-7, 0-4 away, of course, because they haven't won any games, against the Titans.
Right, well, these are two teams coming off huge, embarrassing blowouts. The Titans lost to Houston like 100-7, I think, and the Colts lost to the Saints like 200-7. So you got to expect it from the Colts. I mean, obviously they had a few good weeks where they were coming back and getting stronger, and now they have the letdown, and you got to figure it out. But the Titans, I mean, it's really out of nowhere. Chris Johnson, to me, still holding out. Look, I think Painter's out. Maybe we'll see the plumber this week. But other than that, I think the Titans are probably the right play here. This is a game that I wouldn't bet, like I always say, unless you had a gun to my head. And if you did, I'd probably lay the nine.
All right, lay the nine. You mentioned Tony Sperano and that his death certificate was probably signed, of course, with the Dolphins. The Dolphins and the Giants, I mean, this is easy, Giants, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, look, at this point, it's the suck for luck tour. You know, I think the Dolphins at this point won't be winning any more games, maybe by design. Nobody really likes to talk about that and say that. But as much as people shun it and say that it doesn't go on, man, I think it's got to happen. And I think the best shot the Dolphins have is losing throughout the rest of their games and possibly getting a quarterback like Luck.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that about Luck. And, of course, we're talking about Andrew Luck, who might win the Heisman, got incredible skills.
Right.
And the Vikings, I've heard rumors, and they would never say the same thing. Like you said, you would never say they would do that. But the Vikings fans would like to see that as well.
Yeah, but a little bit less with the good play of Christian Ponder. Let's see how that turns out for them. Obviously, he's got to have more than a couple of good series to be considered the man. But I think had he started the regular season, from the beginning, there's no telling where he'd be at this point. So let's give him a couple more games and see how that one plays out.
All right. Are you still doing your fantasy football thing? Should
we
send people to the site?
Each and every week. We had more entries than ever last week, over 800 entries. So the good news about it is if you entered last week, whether you won or lost, and we pay the top seven winners, you can enter every week for free, and you can play and try to win $300. It's a lot of fun. I skipped last week. I was too busy, but I'm definitely entering this week. So I'm going to be going after my own money, so you have to beat me out.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it this week, too. We'll see what happens.
Sounds great.
Buddha, thanks
always
so much, Pick
pleasure.
Nation. Thank you, PickNation.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
In the spirit of doing that, we started off certainly with politics, and then we swung into a little sports with another week in the NFL. A reminder as well, if you're listening to us right now, stay awake and be a participant in our Nail the Score contest. It's so much fun. We've done it for a couple of years here on America Tonight. And while so much of what we do, so many of us, we're venting and furious over the nonsense that's going on across the United States, you know, the effects of it because of the gridlock, really, let's face it, coming out of D.C., there's nothing better than enjoying our freedoms by relaxing and watching some football, right? And this Nail the Score thing has really taken off in the last couple of years. So we do it in the third hour, three segments, whatever the game of the week happens to be, week eight, who knows what it's going to be because the computer will randomly pick it. Once that happens, you call us. You don't have to know anything about football. It is like playing Powerball or Mega Millions or whatever your lottery is. You plunk down your dollar because, geez, the jackpot was so high. Here you don't have to plunk down a dollar. All you're doing is picking one team and throwing out a score. If that score hits, then you, my friends, have nailed the score. So don't forget that's coming up in our third hour here on America Tonight. Meanwhile, a couple of other odds and ends worth mentioning before we head into our next segment with Mike Bonacorsi, financial man who is theoretically getting us all retirement ready. I say theoretically because, geez, it's so hard. It's so hard for people because a lot of folks don't have 401ks or IRAs or any of that kind of stuff because they've had to use it for other things. Talking to people in Greece. Now, that was certainly the big story on Thursday, no question about it. The fact that there is a debt deal, that's good news. Why? Because if there's stability with the Eurozone, that only helps us in the United States on Wall Street. Remember the whole thing about bad news sinks the day for the Dow or the S&P or NASDAQ. And I know I've explained it a bunch of times. You might say, what are you talking about? Stocks, who cares? You do care because a lot of you are lucky enough to have pensions or whatever else tied up partially into the market. So you don't want the market to sink, certainly. So here's what the deal is. The story is this. You know, they've been trying to tackle the crisis. And France is furious. They think it was a mistake even to admit Greece to the Eurozone in 2001. But so sorry, it's too late now. They had to be bailed out. There had to be something that to stabilize the euro. Otherwise, things were going to completely change in Europe. That they were going to go back to their own currency. That's probably what would have happened. So the euro rallied 2% versus our dollar, and the world markets jumped on the news. So a lot of shares shot up. And what it is finally this promise was delivered. There's this debt agreement. After all these talks, after all the talks, finally they have an agreement so that Greece doesn't sink. So it doesn't sink into the ocean. So you can actually go now and see the Greek Isles. Somebody was telling me the other day, all joking aside, geez, one place I wanted to go before I died was Crete. I wanted to go over and see some of the other Greek islands. I said, it might not be a good time right now. Might not be a good time to do that. However, with the deal in place, that changes things around, obviously. So that's the big news. The big news is there's a deal, there's a bailout, and Germany's helping, and France is helping, and all of Europe is helping, so that Greece doesn't completely sink. All right, this is a crazy thing, but it certainly falls into odds and ends, and it falls into the world we live in now. Computers and getting hacked into, and we've seen how in our conversations with Robert Siciliano, security expert from McAfee and other people we've had on the show, that they're constantly coming up with new ways to hit companies and individuals. So there was a massive hack that hit 760 companies. I mean, a huge cyber attack. And what it did is it led to what it showed was vulnerability, or like Swiss cheese kind of, in RSA's security ID tags, which was thought to be just so secure that couldn't possibly happen, right? So you had Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and a whole bunch of other companies that have been slammed by hacks. In fact, a list came out this week, 760, that's the number I said, they were attacked. This was given to Congress recently, and it was just published in a couple of financial blogs. It shows you how these attacks, no matter what you have up, how they're constantly trying to come up with new ways to break through the internet systems, the defenses, whatever, of some very big companies, because they're trying to reverse engineer the malware that's been used in some of these hacks, and it's not quite that easy. And how deep do these people get in? How far can they penetrate when they compromise business systems? RSA, the business I mentioned, got hammered. They used the breach to plant malware that let them grab the access to all their systems. See, that's the other part of this. You have to learn all these terms, right? Even if you're you're just sitting there with one computer trying to talk to your grandkids. You have to have anti-spyware. You have to have a system because it gets in and who knows what information it's able to suck out. That was like me earlier in the year in the spring. I had my Gmail hacked into and it sucked away everything and locked me out. And it was scary because there was a lot of stuff, even though I should have backed things up, I didn't do it. I was thinking email, who cares? And really a lot of things were compromised as a result of that. I'm lucky that the hack job that I had, that it didn't go, you know, even further than that. So these are persistent things that are going to continue to happen. And companies don't like to admit that they've been compromised because they don't want to seem like they're not they don't have the best protection, and then the information is out there. So they want consumers to dump out of Google or Microsoft or whatever because of the breaches. They don't want us to feel uncomfortable that our information has possibly been disclosed. And that's why it's interesting that this list is out there and that this just happened this week. It's a very big story that I think people are just starting to discover, you know, this about these massive hack jobs. And trust me, we'll hear much more about it because this is unfortunately where we're headed, not just in the United States, but around the world, that there are enough people that are clever enough to get into the systems of some very big companies who have spent, let's face it, a lot of money for a layer of protection. And here's a fair or foul to end us off of odds and ends for this hour on America Tonight. Muammar Gaddafi gets taken out. The details are very, very murky as to what, you know, what exactly happened. He ends up with the bullets in his head and legs and chest and all that. We know that, and he was on display. Well, now the family of Gaddafi is going to file a war crimes complaint against NATO with the International Criminal Court. They got a lawyer, and they decided they were going to do that because they say NATO's actions, that led to Gaddafi's death last week. And all of this, of course, is what they're saying is happened since February of this year and then ended with his murder. So they're calling on the international court. Wonder what will happen here, because NATO says that it conducts its operations strictly conforming with the UN Security Council resolutions. And there was one, and it wasn't any kind of a target at specific individuals. And at no time do they have that, which is true. That's a roundabout way of sidestepping it. So the ICC still has warrants for the arrests of Gaddafi's son and his brother-in-law, and there's still lots of questions surrounding Gaddafi's death, as I said. My question to all of you is, do you care? Because there are people in this audience that think, you know, that's not right. I mean, this shouldn't have happened that way. He shouldn't have been taken out like a dog in the street, found in the drain. Then you talk to the people on the ground, and we've seen just a little snippets of that, who say the human shields, the things that he did. There was a giant report that was released that cataloged basically some of the atrocities in Libya, backing up what Gaddafi had certainly become. But there are rules of engagement, and there are ways that you can violate the War Powers Acts and whatnot. And the United States is saying that it supports an independent investigation that's been called on by the United Nations and by Libya's new leadership. So we'll see. They file this complaint. We'll see where it goes. I think it gets bounced. I think that they have enough to say it wasn't one person. This is what we were doing. It was a humanitarian mission, and you know, that was it. You had these rebels, and we were just there in the background aiding, doing whatever we could. We're talking retirement next on ATN.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You know, this is big here on America Tonight, getting ready for the future, because it's never too late, right? Certified financial planner Mike Fonacorsi comes by to get us retirement ready. You've heard a bunch of his spots and what he's talked about in those minutes, including what you do with your IRAs and what about taking the money out and that kind of stuff. And there's some confusion on that, so it's a perfect place for us to start. Mike has had some snow, from what I understand, in New Hampshire, so we've got him in our virtual green room. Hopefully he's got a giant cup of hot chocolate or coffee or something. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, actually, I do. I have a cup of hot tea here to keep me warm. I tell you, the temperature's dropped, and it's going to be winter.
Yeah, no kidding. For people listening, and we definitely have a lot of people in the Northeast who listen, but some who are in balmier areas, let's say, what can you expect? What's a typical snow, you know, a snowy season like for New Hampshire? How much do you get? How much snow?
I mean, it could be, you know, 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet. It's crazy how it goes. But no matter what the amount of snow we get, it's always cold. It's always cold, and it seems to last forever.
Yeah.
It starts in mid-November, and it doesn't end sometimes until mid-April.
So when we go to the New Hampshire primary, you're telling me I have to bring everything I own and layer myself.
Dress warm, yeah. start off wearing everything. You can take it off if you get warm.
There you go. See, he's full of all kinds of surprises. That was a good weather report. You know, you talked in your in one of your last spots about IRAs and the Roth IRA and some people who have those retirement accounts that are the, I call them the standard accounts. But when you, but when I look around and I start to talk to people, one, because of how the economy is, two, people take money out of their accounts sometimes for a down payment on a house, all that kind of stuff. Do you get penalized automatically? There's confusion. And you said that in your spot, that people are confused by what the penalties are and what they have to pay and all that kind of stuff. What's the rule of thumb?
Well, if you're taking money out of a traditional IRA, if you're under age 59 and a half, you'll end up paying income taxes at the rate you're taxed at. A lot of times people will say to me, how much am I going to pay in income taxes? It depends on your tax rate because it basically gets added to your income. And, of course, the amount of taxes you pay, the rate you pay, the percentage depends on what your income is for the year. So you're going to pay income taxes. And if you're under 59 and a half, you're going to pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty to the government. Now, a Roth IRA is a little bit different. If you take out money out of a Roth IRA, and here's where it gets a little crazy, because people automatically assume that all withdrawals from a Roth IRA are tax-free.
Right.
And that's not necessarily true, because in order for it to be tax-free, it has to be a qualified distribution. And a qualified distribution comes if you're over 59 and a half and have held the account for 5 years. If not, your principal that you put in, which is after-tax money, will come out to you for tax-free. But any of that growth that you haven't paid taxes on, you'll be taxed and penalized on that. So the big rule on the Roth IRA is over 59 and a half and held the account for 5 years. And there's a little bit of a caveat to that, because even if you're over 59 and a half, you have to have held the account for 5 years to get the tax-free growth. So the tax-free growth, the five-year rule applies to tax-free growth no matter what. The penalty would apply only under 59 and a half.
All right, so 59 and a half. Do you think, you know, you're a financial planner guy. You're helping people out. We always say that. So does it depend on circumstances? Is there, because I don't, maybe this is just me. It's in my head that, ooh, if you have that money there, you have got to leave it alone. It'd have to be such an emergency. You don't even want to think of that. That is just there. Let it grow. Keep it. Don't do anything with it. Don't try to put a down payment on the house with that. But is that might not necessarily be true for everybody.
You know, some people, sometimes you get into a situation where you have no choice. And, I mean, you have to do what you have to do to survive.
Yeah.
But I would be very, very careful about taking money out because, you know, you could be giving up, you know, 20, 30, 40% of that money to the government in taxes and penalties if you are under 59 and a half. It can be quite costly. So if you do have to take money out of that type of plan or an IRA, be very, very careful. But there is a little bit of a twist to it. If you take money out of a traditional IRA or out of an IRA, you have 60 days to put that money back in there. Now, if you can get the money back within 60 days, and the IRS is really strict about this 60-day rule. If you get the money back within 60 days, you can avoid the taxes and the penalties. It's just like you took a little 60-day loan. Right. But you have to make sure you get it back in, and you can only take it out of an IRA once a year to do that.
Right. Well, that's interesting because for some people that would work. I mean, for some people, there could be a circumstance where it's necessary and they could turn around. Because if you think a traditional job, you would have, what, four paychecks in there?
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm suggesting people do it, but that's interesting. I never knew that. I never heard that before.
Yeah, you have that 60-day withdrawal once a year from an IRA. But like I said, they're very, very strict on getting the money back in there. It has to be in within that 60 days. You can't say, oops, I forgot, and on the 61st day, avoid that. And you can all, and by doing that, you wouldn't have to pay a penalty, and you wouldn't have to pay taxes on the money.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: do you think still, you know, I talk about this on the show. Is the American dream, achieving the American dream, is it still getting a house? When you're a kid and you get out of college, is the goal still get a house? Because now, Mike, I see all these people renting, but I think, you know, you still get tax breaks with a house, and don't you want money in a house, or no? Is that circumstantial now?
You know, I think people still want the house. I think people still want the house. I hear it all the time as I talk to people. It was the dream that their parents had. You know, it was a dream that probably their grandparents had, and in many cases never got there.
Mm.
You know, so it was a dream that maybe their grandparents didn't quite get there. Their parents made a little more money. Things were different. They were able to get that house. And I really do believe, I hear people younger and younger saying, I want to get a house. You know, my fiance and I are going to buy a house in the next couple of months, and then we're going to get married after that. So it's what I hear on a regular basis. You know, there are some areas of the country, of the state, where it's not that critical. I know a lot of people say in downtown Boston, who could care less? You know, they're happy renting. But I think for a lot of people out there, they still want to have the house with the picket fence. I think they still want to raise the family and go forward from there.
Do you think, we've talked about this before, I have a wide swath of listeners, some already retired, some nearing retirement, and some young and those in between. So let's say the demographics really span. If you're younger, is it smart to just, no matter what you're making, to just try? I don't care if it's 50 bucks a week, 25 bucks a week, whatever it is. Do you recommend that? Like, just try to make yourself mentally start to put money aside?
Absolutely. You know, one of the great things about retirement plans, the 401ks, is that it's a disciplined, systematic way of putting money away from retirement. You know, people can complain about fees, investment options, and all these other things, but it is a systematic, disciplined way to put money away from retirement. That money comes automatically out of your paycheck. And I've got to tell you, Kate, somebody who starts young and starts saving over a period of time versus somebody that waits until they're 10, maybe even 15 years from retirement to try and catch up,
mm-hmm.
The numbers, there's such a huge difference in the numbers. The advantage for the younger investor to investing over that longer period of time is huge. I tell people this a lot. It's something they stop and think about, is that the older you get to retirement, the closer you get to retirement, the more growth in your account comes from the amount of money you put away versus actual growth. The younger you are from retirement, you'll actually see your money grow. That your account will not only grow in the fact that you're putting more money away, but it'll also grow because of the appreciation on your money. So
yeah,
it's a big difference. It's like a double growth option.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should teach financial planning right when you start school. Elementary, I think they need to start it there. I'm not kidding you, Mike.
If nothing else, the basics. There's an awful lot of people out there that don't understand the basics of checkbooks, savings accounts, basic budgeting methods. They just don't. They've never dealt with it. It's always hand out of pocket.